I give you all my love before you knew my name. I cherish you, even gave you my name. But in your heart, you don't feel the same. You don't feel the same. You don't feel the same.
Oh, baby, it's all the painful. Not going nowhere, all the painful. I died for your sins, all the painful. I'm still standing here.
You left me for too long, way too long. You left me for too long, way too long.
In your heart, come talk with me. You spin my now, don't bother me. And even now, if you call me, I'll be right there. I'll be right there.
You forgot about all my love.
Challenges the Faith Radio program. I'm Gary McCants. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Like to acknowledge God and our listeners. So you had a chance to hear our beloved sister Deborah Denise open up with Too Long. And she'll close us today with Long As You Love Me. Well, we want to talk about dating. Relational wise, you know, that person that you're looking to date, hopefully to marry, I know you are. You know, that business associate, you know, the one, let's go have a business together, 50-50. You know, you want to make it financially rewarding deals. You want to be seen everywhere in the business world as a business one, you know, and you don't want to deviate from business, all of that. But you're kind of looking at the other person. They're handsome. They're beautiful. They're single. They're unattached. And both are attracted. to one another. Or, and you went by the pond of water. You prayed. You just wanted to date a business person, an associate. You did, didn't you? Well, that's what we're talking about today. You know we are. So, what about them? You know, why do you really want to? Oh, because the benefit is where both of you are co-owning the business, right? And all the profits is going to stay in the same relationship that you have. Whereas if it's somebody else, you have to end up sharing that profit, huh? You know it's true. Both of you got the same financial goals and you're sharing the same values and principles as business associates. And you know what you would or wouldn't do for your business. And you got that, you know, common ground in terms of ethics. That is true, isn't it? You know, that person that you just looked at and said that they were handsome and beautiful. Remember? Oh, and it's okay because you're going to have a good relationship. Because one of the things you have in common is that healthy communication both of you are going to have, right? And you recognize you're not going to agree on different things, but at least you're able to communicate it effectively. And you also recognize that if the both of you don't communicate effectively, it's going to lead to tension and possibly downfall in the business because you wanted to date a business associate, right? And you learn that even if you can't really talk about it or agree at least on certain things, you can at least talk it out and reach some type of neutral ground because you recognize that that honest and open conversation is going to help your business flourish, right? Ew, think about it. You know, I always like to talk about trust in a relationship. So, you know that's got to be important in that business relationship, right? Because it requires you to place all your trust in your business partner. And who else can you trust more than the person you're dating or hope to be your marriage partner? You do, don't you? Because you got to remember, businesses often fail because the business partners lose their trust in one another. Is that what you're doing? And if you start losing your trust in each other, you know it's going to lead to more issues and further conflict. But think about it. With the person you're dating with the intent of becoming each other's marriage partner, if you are, at least you both know you can trust each other, and you both know that you're fully aware that you have each other's interests at heart, best interests at that, right? Aren't those the positives that you can look forward to in dating each other? Well, what about the downsides when you're partnering up with the person you're dating or who would become your marriage partner in terms of business? Did you think about that stress, you know, that relational stress that's going to occur in your personal relationship? You know it is. Think about it. Now all of a sudden you're bringing that work pressure to the dinner table and you're catching yourself debating those household issues in the workplace. And you're trying to balance that work and personal relationship. You know, it can be kind of tricky. And then you're finding you're spending all the time together that can lead to some type of tension as well. And what happens if your business begins to face some type of financial problems? At least if the person that you're dating, that you desire to marry, if they were not a part of the business, at least you had that extra income that was coming in, you know, some type of financial security that you can fall back on. But with both of you being involved in the same business, the risk of financial pressure can be pretty strenuous. What do you think? I mean, you're the ones involved in the business associate relationship. And you recognize there are a lot of risks that you got to undertake while opening the business. You already know that. Especially, it's now being doubled because of being involved with your partner. Think about it. Both of you are now emotionally and financially invested in the business. What happens is if it fails? Now, you know how stressful that can be. Not just stressful, but extremely stressful. And the point is that that double-edged sword is a question that you got to look at, ponder at least, especially if the relationship becomes strained in the future. And you find that both of you now are going your separate ways. You didn't think about it in the beginning that that could happen. But how's it going to impact the future of your business? Yeah, there are some people out there, you know, that can manage it amicably, even after going separate ways. But not everybody's blessed enough to have that kind of clarity. So now we come down to, you know, we're going to get there. But before we do, you know, I have to have my sip of water behind my orange juice. So what does the Bible say about business partnerships? I thought, you said, Gary, I thought we were talking about dating. We are. Because you got to remember now, choosing the right business partner is almost as important as choosing the right person to date or marry. Because you're talking about going into business with somebody that's a lot like marrying them. Think about all that quality time that you're going to be spending together, quantity as well. And irrespective of whether it's good times or bad, your life is going to be linked to theirs for a long time. So think about it. You wouldn't get married without asking God what makes a good business partner. No, you wouldn't get married without asking God about that person who you're desiring to become a business partner. See how you had that turned around? Again, what does the Bible say about business partnership? What if you date or marry the wrong person? You know, think about that. Have you thought about that? Oh, you haven't? You know, you haven't thought about that person that could eventually make your life worse than what it is? Do you know anybody want to live with that person who's going to make them miserable every single moment of the day? But that's like a lot of what we're talking about when you go into business with the wrong person or you're wanting to date the wrong person. You know, it may seem attractive at first. You remember that, don't you? Don't you remember how we started off today's program where you happen to turn and look at that business associate and you looked at, oh, how handsome and beautiful that they are. But in the long run, that same attractive and beautiful person may cause you nothing but pain. And then the church, you know, the place of worship, leaders often warn, you know, young adults not to get into romantic involvement with people who don't share their faith. You say, well, Gary, they do. Yeah, and they base it on 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Oh, you say you don't want to write it down? Oh, okay, I understand. You don't mind if I read it to you, do you? Oh, okay. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? You know, so here you got the scripture making a powerful point about a relationship. You know, whether you remember now, before you get married, you got a date. But you're talking about an individual that you're contemplating having in business, and you're not looking at who they are, the character, the ethics. A righteous person and a wicked person can't share a healthy relationship bond because light can't have fellowship with darkness. And a lot of young adults ignore this wisdom in a rush to date somebody or to get married or to go in business with them and end up paying a high price in the end. And that's what we're talking about, you know. Business owners who are believers of the household of faith, you can come forth and share the lessons that you've learned because we're talking about a business relationship. We're talking about dating. But at the same time, when you look at the wisdom found in what we're talking about in the Word, it applies just as much to business partnership as it does to life partnerships. If you partner with somebody in business, you're likely to work very closely with them on a daily basis. Your finances are linked to theirs. You share in their business success. And if they make a mistake, it costs you as well. So now you correlate it back to a dating or marriage relationship. It can ultimately destroy a family. Think of the stories that you've heard coming from people that you know and you know and you know, especially stories about addiction or abuse ruining the relationship, whether it's a dating relationship or a marriage relationship. Now think about how those same problems would impact a business. You're talking about the shoe leather, frailty of a person, be it a lady or man, man or lady, who happens to be your business partner, end up handicapping the business and ruining you financially. And even if you personally have done nothing wrong. So there's no getting around it. Anytime you form a partnership with someone, remember now, I look at everything like a relationship, irrespective of who you come in contact with. There's risk involved, whether you're talking about marriage or business or dating, because you're talking about the quality of your partner's character and a level of integrity in their lives. It's going to have an impact on the quality of your life. But you already knew that, didn't you? You say, what? You didn't think about it? Oh, you didn't? Well, why not? Remember now, you prayed. You did, didn't you? Oh, okay. Well, did anybody ever share with you that maybe you might want to avoid business partnerships altogether? Did that financial leader let you know to maybe steer clear of it? Well, why not? Oh, because you think that maybe painting too broad a brush. Could be. It could be. So rather than avoiding something altogether, it could have a potential upside for you. Then what you need to do is use the wisdom that we've been talking about coming from the scripture. And not from some man, some woman, some woman, some man. But the wisdom of the scripture to kind of figure out who you should and shouldn't be in business with. Because remember now, we're still talking about the same person that you're desiring to date. You're desiring to marry. Think about that. So again, we go back to the scripture we started off with, you know, 2 Corinthians, that you didn't want to write down. Because that advice about being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, think about it again, only if you want to. If you have a business partner, you know, the one that you're desiring to date and hopefully to marry. But if they don't recognize God's authority in their lives, then what's going on with them is eventually going to come into your business relationship. And you can end up, again, paying a high price for their shortcomings or yours for them. So it's nice. You know it's nice. If you're able to, you should be able to. Getting on your knees. To do what? Well, you want to vet, you know, V-E-T, that potential business partner or that potential person you're trying to date or hope you're married. Because you want to know, do they share, you know, think about it. Are they sharing the same values as you? Do they have the same vision? Nobody said anything about being a clone, you know, C-L-O-N-E. I don't know, because today's date, you got to be careful, because remember now, you're talking about those robots that they've created that's kind of looking like you and you and you and you. But do they have the same goals that you do? That person that you're desiring to date or be in business with or hoping to be your lifetime partner, are they kind, loving, friendly, generous? Do they have a sense of humor? I didn't say a sense of rumor. I said a sense of humor. Do they have strong character and integrity? Are they trustworthy? Are they fun to be around? Well, are you? Because you got to think about it. I know you are. If the answer to these questions is, guess what, no, then you probably don't want to go into business with this person. And you know if you don't want to go into business with this person, then do you really want to date them? Do you really want to marry them? But you got to remember now, it's tempting, you know it is, to rush into business with a person simply because they bring a lot of desirable skills or maybe they bring a lot of assets, or maybe they bring a lot of capital, or maybe they bring that beautifulness, that handsomeness, all of that to the equation. But when your partner is going to be someone that you don't, what do you think I'm going to say next? Go ahead, I'm waiting. If it's all about just the moolah, the money, and all those attributes that is lacking, then you also want to get their flaws, you know, F-L-A-W-S, and baggages as well. We're not talking about the type you carry in your hand. You know, we're not. So don't you think it's time that even before you get on your knees, if you do, don't you think it's time to maybe ponder who you're willing to do business with? Because think about it. You're talking about that person that all of a sudden you turn, you look at them, oh, they're kind of beautiful. They're kind of handsome. You know, that business associate. Oh, I'd like to marry them. You know, I'm going to date them first, but I'd like to marry them. So if they're not displaying all that, why would you want to date them? And further yet, why would you want to be in business with them? Think about it. Partnerships don't have to be failures, especially as a believer of the household of faith, if you're going to use the Bible, the Word of God, wisdom as a guide. Then you can, guess what, enjoy that relationship, whether it's at work or at home. You know it's true. Well, you don't mind if I leave you with some pondering questions, do you? But before I do, you know what I'm going to do, don't you? You say, what's that? Have another sip of my water. Wow. Water is delicious. You know it is. You ready for some questions? What is wrong with simply being a business associate? Will being romantically involved spoil the business relationship? Why or why not? And again, if the individual chooses to become romantically involved, must they make the decision to terminate the business relationship? Those were some additional questions that I wanted to throw in there. You didn't mind, did you? You sure? All right. Well, Deborah Denise, our beloved sister of the household of faith, going to take us out with another song. I know you're listening to the words.
The love was a feel, a voice that you ain't want to feel. Now it feels real. I love that it lasts through the year. I love that it's solid and real. Unshakable love is revealed. Love is so patient and kind. Love is like